The long-running debate over what to do about undocumented immigrants currently in the U.S. and those who may be trying to illegally enter the country now and in the future has been taken up at least a notch or two by the Trump administration's proposed enforcement changes. But the emphasis, at least publicly, has been on building a new border wall. A recent report by the Department of Homeland Security brings a less discussed part of the equation to the fore. That's the number of people who overstayed their visas in the U.S. in the 2016 fiscal year. With me to talk about the significance of visa overstays is Teresa Cardinal Brown, Director of Immigration Policy at the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington, D.C. And Teresa, the DHS report says 739,000 foreigners overstayed their visas in the 2016 fiscal year. Is that a big number?
It can sound like a lot until you remember that we're talking over 20 million people came and during that period of time. So as a percentage of the overall number of visitors to the United States, almost 99% of them left on time. So as a percentage, very small. As a number, it's kind of big, but that's because we have so many people that come to the United States every year.
Is there a renewed emphasis on this? Did that start before the current administration stepped in?
There's been an emphasis on trying to track down this number of overstays for a long time. Back in the mid-1990s, Congress actually mandated that the government create an entry-exit system to be able to find out how many people have overstayed. That process has taken a very long time, in part because we never built our country with departure checkouts. When you travel outside the United States via an airport or drive out from a land border, you don't check in with U.S. officials before you leave. And that's true whether you're a U.S. citizen or a foreign official. So because we never built our travel process with that in mind, coming up with a way to document when people leave without being significantly disruptive to trade and travel has been a very difficult thing. DHS has worked substantially over the last 20 years at developing a way to track people, at least biographically, by their passports. And this report specifically is about people who leave by air or by sea, where we tell the ship or the airline to give us the data on people that leave, and that's how we track their departures. So with that data, that's how they were able to come up with this overstay report. There has been a renewed emphasis on this, particularly since 9/11, to try to add to that system, the entry-exit system, with biometrics, so we're really sure who's leaving. That's not all in place yet. But with the biographic data, we're getting some good numbers for the first time. And so they've only had this report out now for 2 years, but we're starting to see some trends. For example, 739,000 overstayed at some point during last year, but an awful lot of them later left.
When it comes to the folks who do overstay their visas, is there any reason to think these people are more or less dangerous or more or less fans of the United States, for example?
First thing to bear in mind is that because they came initially on a visa, they have all been screened and vetted for criminal or terrorism before they were ever admitted to the country. Unlike someone who snuck in, who for whom there's been no vetting, everyone at some point was deemed not to be a risk to the United States. So they have undergone some sort of vetting. You know, the reasons people overstay are many and varied. It can range from, I just wanted a different flight and I wanted to stay an extra couple days to see another site in the United States, to I really want to try to live here, to I met somebody I want to marry, right? Like any number of reasons that somebody could stay after their period of time. We have learned a couple of things about who tends to stay more often. One of the things for the first time in this report, we're seeing the data on foreign students, and we're finding out that as a percentage, foreign students overstay much more often than, for example, tourists and visitors do. Now, they don't make up as many people during the year, but they stay at about 5% of them overstay. That's a lot higher than visitors, which overstay, you know, just around 2%.
What sort of penalties are we talking about? And are the penalties different for students who overstay versus others? And is there a penalty other than we're going to ship you out of the country when we find you?
So unlike criminal law, where you can have a penalty that's sort of graded depending on the seriousness of your offense, there's really only one penalty for overstaying a visa, and that's deportation. So if you are found having overstayed your visa, you can be removed from the country. Now, there are ways that you can ask for that penalty not to be applied. For example, if you apply for asylum or you have another reason that you can stay, if you marry a citizen, there may be a waiver available. But in general, no, there's one penalty. If you overstay but later leave and you aren't forcefully deported, you can be denied entry to come back. because one of the grounds to let you in as a temporary visitor is that you don't intend to stay as a permanent resident. The fact that you overstayed before can impact whether or not we think you're going to overstay again.
Now, the Trump administration has said a lot of things, and the DOJ has said a lot of things regarding border policy, what steps they want to take, based on what the administration's attitude seemed to be about this. What might or what could they do with this data?
Well, there's a couple of things they can do with this data. One, any sort of metrics are good for understanding the patterns and trends we're seeing in migration to the United States, right? So that number one, that helps policymakers, decision makers, appropriators determine where do we need to put resources if we're going to enforce the immigration law. So one thing that this report begs the question of is, do we need to put more resources at the border between the ports of entry, or do we need to put more resources into tracking people who are overstaying? There are other policy decisions that can be made from this. So, for example, if students and workers tend to overstay at higher rates, are there things that we can do to sort of remind them when it's time to leave or encourage them to leave on time? Having good data is always important for making those kind of decisions. And for policymakers, it's especially important.
Teresa Cardinal Brown is Director of Immigration Policy at the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington, D.C. We've been talking about a new Department of Homeland Security report detailing the number of visa overstays in the U.S.